I want to talk today about the soil. You know, the Bible says when, you know, Jesus gave parables, he spoke in parables, and the Bible says that he spoke in parables, that it was a prophesied that he would come, the Messiah would come and speak in parables, and he'd reveal things that were hidden from the foundation of the world. So if those parables reveal things that are hidden from the foundation of the world, I think it's important that we pay attention to the parables. And Jesus said, a sower went out to sow. And he sowed seed, and some went on this ground, and some went on hard ground. And he goes, but some, and that's what I want to focus on, some went on good ground, and it sprang up, some 30, some 60, and some 100. So I went and purchased two types of seeds. There's the carrot seeds, and there's the lettuce seeds. Because the truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter. And these, see, what happens is God will, many times, will give us a packet of promises. And it doesn't matter what this represents. This could be your call to be a revivalist around the world, and this could be called you're going from a good marriage to a great marriage. This could be you're just trying to get rid of migraines. This could be your job. It doesn't matter what it is, because it doesn't matter the seed. If the soil's good, it will grow whatever. And so I look at the packs of the seeds, and both seeds say the same thing. It starts with the same sentence on preparation, and they both have soil in the sentence because you can't get around it. Jesus said, because the sower went out to sow seed, the seed was never the problem, it was the soil. Same sermon, same word, same thing, it was the soil. Two people hear the gospel message. Jesus came to die and raise again. The man in 58B hears the same message, but his soil is hard and doesn't respond. The little seven-year-old girl sitting way in the back, she hears the words, Jesus, and she responds. Why? Because it's good soil. Same seed, different soil, different responses. See, neither one of these says question the seed. Now, if you come over and you go, John, what do you do? I'm planting carrots. And you come over and I pull these carrots in my hand. I look at the seeds. I'm trying to weigh the seeds. I'm on Google trying to question the seeds. John, what are you doing? I'm making sure. I call the company. I call the company. Hey, I just want to make sure. I want to visit your manufacturing plant. I want to see where the seeds come from. What would you say? You're crazy. What if I planted it and it didn't grow up? What'd they say? Where did you plant it? What was the soil? And multitudes of people do that. They say, it's bad seed, God. And multitudes of people go to heaven. And they, you know what they would say? They would say, return this seed for your money. And multitudes of people have taken their packs of seeds and their destiny and returned it to heaven and said, the seeds are no good. But the problem is it's already sown in the ground. The Bible's, the gift of callings are out with repentance. So the seeds stay in the ground. It just never grows. But there's a scripture in Ezekiel, and God's speaking to the Israelites. And he says, you say that your ways are just and my ways are unjust. But God says, isn't it your ways that are unjust and my ways just? So multitudes of people, they planted the seeds and they questioned the seeds and they looked at the seeds and they said, the seeds are bad. God, you're bad. The seeds are bad. What you promised is bad. And heaven says, the seeds are perfect. Isn't it the soil? Isn't it the soil was the soil along? So what's the soil? It's the soil of our heart. See, it doesn't matter how big the promise or how little the promise is. See, we look at the seed. And see, that's what the prophetic promise is. Sometimes you're driving in the car and God speaks something to you. Sometimes you're at a meeting and God says something to you. He just gives you a picture. It's just a picture. On the back is just a description. These are sweet little carrots. It doesn't tell you all the recipes. It doesn't tell you how to cook them. It doesn't tell you how to clean them. It just gives you a picture. And then we look at the seeds and go, I know carrots and you're not carrots. And we question the seeds and we analyze the seeds and never looking at the ground, never testing the pH balance, never making sure there's enough water or the word on the soil. Because both of them say the same thing, the soil, the soil, the soil, first sentence, not this last sentence, the first sentence. On this one it says, as soon as the soil is soft, plant the seed. The next one says, as soon as you have enough water, plant the seed. It's the soil of your heart. Same word. And Jesus was standing before the people. God was standing before the people and not everybody heard. He says, to him who has ears to hear. He wasn't talking about those that hear my word. He says, those that receive and understand it. They all heard the word. God was speaking and they heard the word. There was never a greater preacher or teacher than Jesus. Giving parables, releasing mysteries from the foundation of the world. And they just were familiar and common with them. We know you. Does anything good come from Galilee? So we do the same thing with God. It's bad seed. There's a picture he's promised you of being married, a happy little couple, and you speak to your seed. I know marriage and you're not it. The only dates you get are when you go to HEB and buy them by the pound. The married people laughed harder than the single people. So the lettuce. I know what lettuce looks like. I know what a revival looks like and you're not revival. So we tell our seed what it's not instead of looking at the soil. What you're doing is you're blaming God. Why is it important to know it's the soil, not the seed, so you can stop wasting your time blaming the seed? You can stop. You don't need to question him. He's good. He's faithful. He's willing to do. And multitudes of people will stand at the end of the day and say, the destiny, the seeds of my destiny were no good. And God says, the seeds were perfect. Wasn't it not your soil? The seeds were always perfect. Wasn't it not your soil? And there's three parts of a seed, main parts. There's an outer casing, and that casing releases when it says the circumstances are ideal for it to come out. And in each seed, what they call is an embryo, just like a baby, to give birth. And friends, there's seeds inside you right now. Seeds that were from the foundation of the world when you got born again that he placed in you. See, when you receive Jesus, you just don't get to go to heaven. He places destiny and purpose in you, and there's things that are covered. But there's some things about seeds we need to know. First of all, we don't see them growing until they break the earth. And that's when man says, look, look what's growing. It was growing when it broke the seed. We don't see it. We walk by faith, not by sight, and we also don't feel it. We don't walk by feelings. Well, I don't feel it. See, so what's the soil of our heart? How do we, because really what the destiny and purpose of your life, many times the Bible, the seed, the roots go down and the leaf goes up, and the roots will try to find belief. And when there's no belief and the ground's dry, the destiny doesn't grow. And so it's important. So we look at the soil. I'm just going to talk about one point on the soil. It's when the disciples came to Jesus and Jesus increased our faith. They want to have a faith seminar. You know, growing up, I hear of super faith, heaven faith, evangelistic faith, all this great faith. And we always want to add faith, add faith, add faith. And Jesus said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed. No, Jesus, we want to have not the people, us disciples, we want a faith seminar. Increase our faith. And Jesus said, if you had faith as a grain as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, be not removed. But then Jesus said something. He says, if you say and do not doubt in your heart. See, so many times we have faith mixed with doubt and it dilutes the ground. The pH balance of the soil is thrown off and the seed doesn't grow. Because it's not, and we want to increase our faith, but you have faith with doubt, so you want more of that. You just have more faith with more doubt. If you just remove the doubt, Jesus said, if you had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, that little bit of faith without doubt is enough to move the mountain in your life. So what do we need to do? We look at the soil, we need to remove the doubt. So we can stop questioning and analyzing and weighing the seed. I don't need to call the manufacturer. The seed is good. There's nothing on this pack that says test the seed, question the seed, analyze the seed. It doesn't say spread it on a table and make sure they're all carrot seeds or lettuce seeds. We did that. It's guaranteed. It's organic. It even says organic for all you people. It doesn't say question the seed. First sentence, look at the soil. I used to run a rototiller for my dad. He was a gardener. I don't care where we lived. He always wanted to plant something. And you take a rototiller, and it munches up the ground to make it soft to receive the seed. So when you water it, it holds the water, and so it's not just ground. And they scattered it. See, the sower scattered. Why? A farmer plants. Why did Jesus say it scattered? Because it was the soil's responsibility to receive the word. It's yours. See, the farmer didn't make the rows and plant the seed. He went to scatter and said some fell on good ground. The ground was the only variable in that parable, not the seed. Jesus didn't say the sower went out to sow some good seed, some bad. He didn't say that. The sower went out to sow some doubt, some faith. Didn't say that. The sower went out to sow some for hope, some for discouragement. Didn't say that. The good sower from heaven went out to sow the same seed for everybody. And some fell on. And some fell on. And some fell on. Good soil. And it produced 30, 60, 100 fold. Because see, when the seed gets mature, it produces seed of its own. And when your destiny comes alive, you realize it's no longer about you, but it's to share the seeds with the world. And some fell, produced 30, 60, and 100 fold. And Jesus is watching the seed. Now, some seeds are seasonal. Some seeds are seasonal. I'll give you an example of a seasonal seed that God can bring up, because in one day, God can bring up, just like the plant for Jonah. You can wake up and you can realize, but it was there all along. It was in you all along. See, there's embryos in you that want to give birth. They just pull its roots out a little bit. See, that seed breaks forth and goes, is there water for me to grow? Is there faith without doubt for me to grow? That's why when we say things, it's important we believe them too, because you can say, I remember one guy, I was with my friend and we ordered a pizza and this guy came and I was explaining to him about his purpose and destiny. My friend comes over and goes, say the sinner prayer. And he said the sinner prayer and I'm thinking, this guy doesn't believe it. As soon as he finished saying the sinner's prayer, he goes, but I don't believe. He closed the door. I told my friend, he's not saved. See, it's not just saying, it's believing what you say. The Bible says, if you believe with your heart, not just say with your mouth, if you believe with your heart, if you don't doubt in your heart, even when Jesus was walking on the water, they got scared. Jesus says, why do doubts arise in your heart? Even before they spoke, why do doubts arise in your heart? So when we look at our ground, we need to take the doubt out. Because if you take the doubt out and all that's remaining is faith, you only have a little faith, that's enough faith to move a mountain. That's enough faith to fix your marriage. That's enough faith for some of you even to get married. I'm in that boat. But you just don't want a spouse. You want somebody to walk with you in destiny, to bring the seeds, to speak over you, to speak life over you. You just don't want a roommate you can have sex with. Is that too blunt? That's what a lot of people have. They don't know who's laying next to them. They don't know the purpose in them. They don't know the seeds in them. Ask a man, what gifts are in your wife? He should be able to rattle them off, not ask her. Cooking's not a gift. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, yeah, she's a writer. She's a blogger. That's truth. Amen. Or you just want the end of your life. God, your seeds are no good. Your seeds are no good. You said I was going to pastor revival. I know what revival looks like, and you're not a carrot. No, this is not a carrot. It's a carrot seed, but it's looking for good ground. See, there's heavenly seeds looking for good ground, looking for ground of faith, and says, there's no doubt I'm going to plant myself in that. Yeah. Let me give you an example of some seeds. I'm going to give you one example of some dormant seeds, because there's seasonal seeds. Randy Clark, if you don't know him, he's been a catalyst used for many different moves of God and revivals. Bill Johnson, a pastor in Redding, California, that's greatly known for miracles and signs and healings, he goes, I don't know a better man to teach on healing than Randy Clark. That's something. I don't know anybody better than Randy Clark. But you listen to Randy Clark's story, it's amazing. For years, it was dormant. He said, I was a pastor. He goes, I was on the verge of nervous breakdown. Didn't believe in gifts, healings, whatever. He goes, I had one meeting in 16 years. After that one meeting, I didn't have another meeting for 16 years. Because, but there was a man who was a friend of mine. For 10 years, he would always call me the day or the day before exactly my financial need and encourage me. And he was right on. But he goes, this is some time back, he would write letters. And Randy goes, I'd open up the letter and he says, Randy, you're going to speak to hundreds of thousands of people and travel around the world. Randy goes, I threw him away. I looked at my wife and go, he's crazy. He's wrong about that, but yet that seed was still there. It just didn't have the right ground. For years. And so one day, he went to a meeting, and he got a hold of God, and he started moving in healings a little bit, and he started seeing these things. And there was at a convention, and a pastor called him from Canada and says, I want you to come to my church. And Randy goes, I know why. He's telling the story. I know why you want me. You want the same thing that's happening here to happen in your church. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I can't guarantee that. He goes, I'll take the risk. Come anyways. I want you to come for 4 days. He goes, I can't come for 4 days. I got one good sermon and one good testimony. He goes, I'll bring a team with me. I'll bring a team with me and they can preach. Randy goes, I was scared to death. Even though he heard about these meetings, he goes, I was scared to death. That seed was still there. Hundreds of thousands of people travel around the world. Randy goes, I just wanted to speak to 100. Hundreds of thousands of people travel around the world. That man didn't know he was the night he called Randy. Because Randy goes, and God encouraged me, and he brought healing to my heart. He goes, because Randy goes, here's the truth. Growing up, he goes, I know it's bad theology. He says, growing up, my dad was a good man, a hardworking man. He'd work 80 hours a week, and I'd play football, and I'd look up in the stands, and many times he wasn't there. And so we had this first, you know, revival in this small place and this that everybody knew about. And I thought to myself, if I go there, God's not going to be there. He said, I knew it was bad theology, but I didn't think the seeds were good. Now, he didn't say that, but that's exactly what it is. He goes, I didn't think God was going to be there. And that man's word, the same man that was writing, the same things he was throwing away for 10 years, the same man says, go. The dam's going to break. The flood's going to go. And Randy goes, it brought healing to my heart. The next morning, now he believes in his heart. Now he's speaking what he believes, and he told his team, we're going on our first apostolic mission. See, everything changed. Now he believes what the seeds are. So now the seed could fill the water. There's no doubt. There's belief, and the root shot up in the stem overnight. And the 4-day meeting turned over 60 days, and people came. And then he goes, a year later, I went to another place, and he was a catalyst for revival, because now, see, when God's faithful, when you can put your foot out and trust him a little bit, then he can cause you to do more things and more things. And you prayed for that hurt ankle. Now you can pray for this and this. And so God says, walk with me. And, you know, when Abraham was coming along, he says, Jehovah Jireh, because there was a ram in the bush. Remember, he was going to sacrifice his son, but there was a ram in the bush. And he says, Jehovah Jireh, God was always the provider, but he saw it. So little by little, man get to know God a little better, but we get the privilege of reading it. They call him Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, God my provider, God my healer, God. And little by little, again, and Jesus comes along and says, you see me, you've seen the Father, and he embodied it all. Right, he said a year later, we had another revival. He goes, in 1 month... So you have 24 years of nothing. In 1 month, I saw more signs, wonders, and miracles than all my 24 years of ministry combined. It grew. So the question is, see, and that can apply to anything. Now I know most people aren't called to travel around the world, speak to hundreds of thousands of people. But what has the seed he's planted you? What seed, what root is in you looking for the water of belief without the doubt? See, the doubt without the rocks, without the sand, without the hurt, without the pain. Because I didn't know God was going to be there, so I had that doubt, and that same man called. He goes, I knew it was the voice of God. Go, and the dam will break, and the floods will come. So your ground, it's not the seed. We don't blame the seed. We can stop blaming the seed. The seed's perfect. Everything designed, God DNA designed the seed. He perfect everything in it. Everything is encapsulated in the seed to be what's on the picture. It just needs the right environment. It needs the right soil. It can stay in that store till the dawn of time, till the end of days, and it won't grow. Someone needs to go and purchase and goes, I want this. It's time. Someone needs to go home and take up the soil and go, I want lettuce, just like my dad. My dad had tomatoes and cucumbers and all kinds of things in this little garden. We had our own pickles. Someone goes, it's mine. So what's in you that it's time to go? What's in you that it's time? Okay, it's mine. There's seasonal seeds, and there's seeds God speaking to you right now. It's time. It's not a revival. No, no, no. It's not a revival in the picture, but it's a revival in here. See, inside here, it's not just one revival. It's revivals. It's a revival at Starbucks. It's a revival in the church. It's a revival out in the street. See, there's revivals. See, what's in you? There's many, many seeds in you that's going to produce. And when it grows up, it's enough. See, it's embryos. There's a reason why they call it embryos. I didn't name it that. Scientists name it that. You call it. There's an embryo. Why? Because it gives birth to what is in it. And there's an outer shell for the seed to protect it. Why? Why is it outer? It's to protect it from the negative words and the hard words and the stabbing in the back. It's to protect it. It's not. So when the environment's right, the shell breaks. It's just waiting for the good soil. Both of them, the first sentence, the soil, the soil, the soil. Not about Bible college, the soil. Not how much Bible you know, the soil. You can walk in the crusade, not know any Bible, and you can hear the message and respond to the sower that sowed the seed. The seed is never the question. The seed is never the question. God is never to be doubted. So we stopped that. We stopped that. 24 years, Randy Clark didn't say. He goes, I had to get a passport to go to Canada for that first meeting. I didn't even have a passport. Why? Because he did not believe. But then he says, that word brought healing to my heart. God says, I'm not like your dad. I'll be there. Test me. Test me. You can put your full weight on me, Randy. The dam will break. The flood will come. People will be saved. You can test me. And he told his team, not after the revival, before. We're going on our first apostolic mission. Because Hannah was barren. 2 minutes. Hannah was barren, and she went. She didn't have a child. And the priest says, why are you? You know, he thought she was drunk. And she goes, and he says, well, your request has been known. The Bible says she washed her face and her countenance changed before she had the child. Not after. Everybody can do it after. Oh, look, it's growing. See, man sees when it grows above ground. God sees when it breaks the seed.